Welcome to Essex International Jamboree's podcast. We're here to answer the question that everyone's been asking, which is who's behind our Facebook and social media Twitter? So I'm joined by Natasha. So Natasha, what's your role?
Hi Martin, I'm marketing team leader for the Essex International Jamboree.
And what does that role involve?
At the moment, it's a lot of Facebook and Twitter stuff. So when you're all talking to me on Twitter, it's me you're talking to. And also answer all of your questions on Facebook with the help of other team members.
What made you decide to do this role?
It seemed like an exciting opportunity to try something different. I was really excited to be sharing stories with people on Facebook and Twitter. And in the lead up to the event, I hope that people will continue sharing with me and we can build up more of a rapport and a bit of buzz for Essex Jamboree.
Have you been to an Essex International Jamboree before?
No, this will be my first ever Jamboree. This will be the first time I've been camping in about 10 years, so we'll need some help. No idea how to put my tent up, so I'm hoping the guys will help me with that.
What do you have planned for the Jamboree?
One of the things I definitely want to do is get the hashtag EIJ2012 trending during the open ceremony. So I'm asking you all to help me with that. So dedicate some tweets to us and just to keep the conversation flowing and going, really.
How many people are working with you in your team?
Just me in marketing, but we also have Simon helping us to answer any customer service queries on the Facebook profile. So he forms part of the information team.
What are you looking forward to the most for the event?
Definitely meeting all the lovely people that have been talking to me on Facebook and Twitter. I hear the milkshakes in the Soft Rock Cafe are going to be pretty good, so I'm looking forward to trying some of those drinks and just chilling out with everyone, really.
What are you least looking forward to at the Jamboree?
Probably the logistical stuff, like putting your tent up and knowing what to bring with me.
And last question, controversial one here, eggy bread or not eggy bread? What do you think?
I don't actually know if I've ever had eggy bread, so I think I might have to try it. I've had a few groups offer me to go and have breakfast with them, so we'll have to see what we can do.
Thank you very much, Natasha, and we look forward to seeing you at the Jamboree.